KB Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 81 today under clear skies, winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 57. More clouds than sun tomorrow, highs level off around 93. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 75.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News. A suspect is dead and an investigation underway after a chase ends with a shootout in Salina. Authorities say last evening officers tried to make a traffic stop and the suspect got out with a gun. He's been identified as 44-year-old Brandon Sears of Salina. Police say the chase eventually ended with Sears getting out of a truck wearing body armor and firing a handgun at officers. A man is facing charges nearly a year after a truck crashed into a bedroom, severely injuring a Wichita teen. Court records show the recent arrest of Christopher Alexander on suspicion of aggravated battery, drug possession, and driving under the influence. 18-year-old DeAndre Rogers was sleeping when a truck went off the road and crashed into his Wichita bedroom. Rogers was placed in a medically induced coma and put on a ventilator, with doctors saying he had a lengthy road to recovery. I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey!
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Soybeans and corn are up. Cattle and hogs are sharply higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are both up on technical buying, with July beans 7 higher at 1233 and 3 quarters, and August up 6.5 at 1228 and a quarter. July corn's 2 and 3 quarters higher at 482 and 3 quarters. September's up 2 and 3 quarters at 489 and a quarter. Seems to be a mostly technical session for cattle and hogs as well. June live cattle are up 445 at 252.15. August feeders are 432 higher at 360.87. And June hogs are up 312 at 101.55. July's 317 higher at 106.12. And crude oil is in has turned modestly lower. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Remus Plumbing, Wakanda Water, Ellens of Tipton, South Fork Excavation, and Garrity State Bank would like to congratulate the class of 2026 from Tipton Catholic High School. Those students include Logan Arnoldi, Luke Hollerick, Owen Jones, Isaac Pollan, and Grace Wagner. Congratulations to the seniors of Tipton Catholic High School. This message also brought to you by Central Valley Ag, Solomon Valley Bank, Farmway Credit Union, Lakeside Auction and Consignments, and Shones Auto Repair.
Spring is here, and it's time to get your John Deere lawn and garden equipment ready to roll. Carrico Implement is making it easy with 15% off turf and utility vehicle parts now through May 31st. Tackle weekend projects with confidence. Shop over 1,600 parts on sale for John Deere mower and Gator XUVs. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Carrico Implement and save 15% on qualifying parts before May 31st. Some exclusions apply. Visit your nearest Carrico Implement location or carricoimplement.com for details.
Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest Chromecraft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and Chromecraft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
KD Country 94.
A relatively quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is starting to pick up some. There's been some light scattered trade so far this week. We'll have more on that in just a second. Bids have resurfaced at $258 to $260 live and $402 to $405 dressed in the north, but those are being passed. Asking prices have been elusive. So far this week, live deals in the South have been at $260, $3 higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals have been at $400, which is $2 to $3 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Because trade volumes have been light, those prices may not set the tone for the rest of the week, and more business is still expected. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 75 cents at $389.98. Select was $1.41 lower at $389.86. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $5 to $15 lower. The best demand was on high-quality weaned steers. Feeder heifers weighing less than 450 pounds were steady to $5 higher, and heifers weighing more than 450 pounds were $5 to $10 lower. The USDA says both supply and demand were moderate. There were several consignments of very good quality, mostly weaned calves, medium and large one feeder steers. 450 to 497 pounds brought $512.50 to $563. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 500 to 525 pounds, brought $417.50 to $462.50. Cash hogs are up modestly at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts. With ample supplies of market-ready hogs, demand remains crucial. There have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, but there are lingering long-term concerns. The official kickoff to summer grilling season is just around the corner, which could provide an additional boost to domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 24 cents with a weighted average of 95.17. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings, and pork values were higher at midday, up $1.40 at $96.92. Ribs and loins were both up sharply. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Arrowhead Stadium is undergoing major transformations as Kansas City prepares to host six FIFA World Cup matches starting June 16th. Crews have installed a soccer pitch inside the stadium and removed hundreds of signs as the venue prepares to become Kansas City Stadium for the tournament. The Chiefs will hand over the symbolic keys to FIFA officials this Sunday. About 3,500 seats have been removed to make room for FIFA media and broadcast setup, reducing capacity to between 65,000 and 68,000 for World Cup matches. Workers are removing or covering hundreds of signs throughout the stadium, including major sponsorships, as FIFA sponsorships take priority. Even the Ring of Fame will carry FIFA branding during the tournament. The Hall of Fame, though, that will remain in place. Kansas City Stadium will host four group stage matches. They'll also host a round of 32 match on July 3rd and a quarterfinal match on July 11th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
High school regional boys baseball starts tonight for all classes, including Class 3A, where the Beloit Trojans, 16-6, will host the Ellsworth Bearcats at 5 p.m. tonight. In the Region 2, number 2 seed Colby, 19-5, will host Goodland, 15 seed 4-15. Scott Community, 13-13, will host Smoky Valley, 10-12, the 10 seed. Number 3 seed Beloit, 16-6, will host Ellsworth, 6-18. Cimarron, the 6 seed, will host Lakin, 8-12. Cimarron is 16-10. Regional 1, number 1 seed Wrestle, Victoria, 19-5, will host Minneapolis, 16 seed Fort, and 18. Southwestern Heights, the 8 seed, will host Ellenwood, the 9 seed. Ellis Quinter, 16-8, the 4 seed, will host Nickerson, 9-17, and Holcomb will host 15-9, the 5 seed. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln is the 12 seed. They will be at Holcomb tonight. All games in the regional tonight are at 5 p.m. The semifinals and finals will be held at the higher seed next week. High school softball last night, it was the Beloit Lady Trojans splitting with Sacred Heart in NCAA league play and finishing their season out on senior night. In the first game, it was the 14-6 win by Sacred Heart. In the second game, the Beloit Lady Trojans came back and won 17-5. That sets up a 6 versus 11 game next Tuesday night in Beloit. Beloit 16-10 will most likely be the 6th seed. They will play Haskell County, most likely the 7-13-11 seed. Southwestern Heights 23-1 is the number 1 seed. Scott Community 2-19-5. Colby 3-18-6. Cimarron 4-19-7. Ellsworth 15-9, the 5 seed. Beloit 16-10. Ellis Quinter 14-10. Goodland 12-10. Lakin 12-12, Ness City Trigo 8-14, Haskell County 7-13, Russell Victoria 5-20, Nickerson 4-22, Holcomb 3-19, Plainville 0-22, and Lyons 0-22 in Regional 4 regional play in Class 3A next Tuesday. High school golf yesterday, it was the Beloit Trojans getting second with a score of 358. Salina Sacred Heart won at 315. Beloit second, 358. Southeast of Saline, 361. Republic County, 370. Ellsworth, 375. And Lyons, 388. Individual medalists, Sacred Heart had 6 of the top 7 medalists. Will Tuttle was first at the 75. Adam Teal of Southeast Saline was second with the 75. Then Ethan Newell, 78. Ben Mars, 80. Jake Coxell, 82. Dominic Matucci with an 82. And Cody Burr, Salina Sacred Heart, 83. Beloit finished had 9th with Carter Germark with an 86. Cash Kimmer was 10th with an 86. Then Hudson Remus was 16th with a 91. Luke Cheney finished 21st with a 95. Bodie Porter was 29th with a 98. And Brendan Teal was 39th with a 123. They will go to regionals on Monday at the Colby Golf Course. Top 3 teams at the regional advance to the state tournament. High school sand green competition was held at the legendary Tipton Oaks Golf Course yesterday in Tipton. The Lakeside golf team won it with 285, Rock Hill second 316, St. John's 325, Tipton 333, Lincoln 336, Logan 366, Pike Valley 396. Individual medalists, Bentley Melby of Pike Valley won it with a 64, Eli Schmidt of Lakeside was second with a 66, Kobe Klein of Lakeside was third with a 70, Tata Miller of Lakeside fourth with a 73, Riker Reamer Lakeside shot 76 for 5th. Caden Snyder of Lincoln shot 77 for 6th. Grant Goodacre St. John's shot a 78 for 7th. Colin Worth of Rock Hill shot 78 for 8th. Isaac Copes of Lakeside shot 78 for 9th. And Carson Thomas of St. John's finished 10th with a 79.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. Lake Fest is lighting up Wakanda Lake this July 4th. It's Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Step into the spotlight, show off your talent, and compete for cash prizes. Sing, dance, perform, whatever your talent is, this is your moment to shine. Not a competitor? You're still invited to come out and entertain and be part of the excitement. And there's more. There will also be a call for art at the Wakanda Visitor Center, inviting local artists to showcase their work and creativity for everyone to enjoy. To sign up for talent or get details, contact Lydia at 785-545-4489 or email glenelderradio@gmail.com. Lake Fest 2026. Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Bring your talent, bring your art, bring the celebration. For 80 years, Cunningham Fiber has been connecting Kansas, and more importantly, connecting with you. And now it's time to say thanks in the tastiest way possible. You're invited to the Customer Appreciation Hot Dog Feed, where the food is free and the gratitude is piled high. They're serving up hot dogs fresh off the grill, chips, cookies, and bottled water from 11 to 1. Make plans to stop by Tuesday, May 5th in Glen Elder, Friday, May 8th in Beloit, Wednesday, May 13th in Belleville, or Friday, May 15th in Concordia. Come hungry, bring a friend, and celebrate 80 years of service, smiles, and staying connected with Cunningham Fiber.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.